Okay, so here we are. I am recording a podcast. That's kind of wild to think about. I love to listen to them and have never really thought about starting one, but I'm just doing it, you know? I have a lot of unknown going on in my life right now. I feel like that's kind of like the theme right now is like everybody has a lot going on, and right now I feel called to do a podcast. I mean, why not, right? I just announced that I'm launching my own business. Why not throw a podcast along with it? And I don't really know if it's gonna align with my business. I feel like with Rainbow Candle Company, I have a very distinct message there, which is, working for myself while also giving back to LGBTQ communities and organizations. But for here in this, creative space, I really just want place to talk. I feel like I don't really get to have conversations that I really want because, I can't control anybody and anybody's thoughts and anybody's perception of, the way I want to converse with them. So I feel like I spend a lot of time just kind of talking to myself, and I feel like that's pretty much what a podcast is. I mean, my hope is that, maybe someone will listen to this and relate to this, but where I'm at in my, self journey and spiritual journey is that I'm getting really comfortable with just being by myself. And I think a lot of others need, I feel like that's something that a lot of people, have trouble with. It's just like being by themselves. I am currently on a mini vacation. I guess I'll call it a staycation because I'm not very far from home. When I think of vacation, I think of, far away from home, and I am away from home. But I'm on a staycation. I'm only 35 minutes away from home. So I am on staycation at Universal Orlando Resort. I am here with my two teacher or my two former teacher assistants. We booked a girls' trip here about 2 months ago. We had planned on, doing this to celebrate getting through the end of the year, and now we're here. We're doing it. So it is currently 8:04 in the morning, and I am up before them, which I had a feeling what was going to happen. I always wake up. I mean, I'm not going to say always. I, as of lately, really since I've moved here to Florida, I have been just up and at it, ready to go. I don't think I've slept in past 9 o'clock since we've moved here, and we've been here for almost a year. So I knew I was going to wake up before them, but for some reason, when I woke up, I was just very called to go to the gym. And I am not a gym person by any means. I do not like going to the gym. I'm an empath and I take on everybody's energy. So when I think of gym, I just think of a crowded area where everybody's trying to show off and not really better themselves. I feel like it's like a competition and it's very egotistical in a gym setting, but for some reason I felt really called to do it. I don't know if it was because I was in a small space. I was able to sleep by myself in a room by myself, which I'm very thankful for. I laid that boundary down pretty quick that I needed the space that we booked it to two-bedroom suite, one room with two beds and one room with one bed, and I very quickly laid that boundary down for myself that I needed that room by myself. I am very much the type of person who needs their space, and I already was very anxious to come on this trip, even though, like, anxious in a good way and kind of a nervous way, but I need my space to, you know, unwind and be by myself and not be interacting with others, which is, I think, why I really, like, am turning into a morning person and I'm up and at 'em, I'm ready to go. So I am, right now, I'm just going to describe my scenery. I am sitting in a little patio, covered patio area. The hotel has two towers. I'm in tower two, and then the pool is nestled in between the two towers. So I'm sitting outside of the pool. The pool's closed, but in a little patio seated area with, like, some chairs, and, you know, I have my feet up on an ottoman. I have, some green juice, some green power juice, because I'm nursing a little bit of a headache. I wouldn't call it a hangover, but just a little bit of a headache trying to get hydrated, and I'm eating some watermelon. So if there's some feedback, that's just because I'm trying to nourish my body before a long day at the parks. So I don't really know what to talk about on a podcast. I don't even really know what direction I want this podcast to go in. But my first thought, I was listening to a podcast in the gym while I was just stretching just about 35 minutes ago. And I was just thinking about how peculiar it was that I wanted to go to the gym. Completely outside of my norm, what I like to do, you know, comfort zone. I have tried time and time again to get into going to the gym. I don't like it. Like I said, it feels very egotistical. Feels like, to me anyways, that everybody is always comparing themselves and is just more worried about what everybody else is doing compared to themselves, including myself. Like, I'm saying this as, maybe this is just my own interpretation of it, but I am just more worried about what everybody else is doing, that it's hard for me to concentrate. But for some reason, this morning, I was very drawn. Like, it was almost overwhelming. I didn't want to stay in my little room. I was very much adamant about getting up and going to the gym, which is completely out of the ordinary for me. And I think that has to tie into who I am astrologically as a person. I'm a Sagittarius. My birthday is December 13th. And I have a very big passion for traveling and getting outside of my comfort zone, even though I am very particular about my routines and my structure and the things that I do. The traveler in me, I really hope that two women just decided to sit at a table a couple tables over from me, so I'm hoping you're not picking up on their conversation. The traveler in me loves the adventure of being somewhere new, and I think that's kind of, when I woke up this morning, I was just like, I'm somewhere new, I want to do things that I don't normally do, even though I'm not that far from home, I'm still in a sense traveling, and everybody around me is in traveling momentum, and I just feel very influenced by that. And I am learning more and more about astrology. I'm so upset with myself that I didn't bring a book or anything with me. I really just didn't think that I was going to have the time to read, and I didn't bring my book. I'm so frustrated with myself, because now would be, because of how inspired I am and I feel like how receptive I am to information right now, I should have brought my book. But I'm not going to beat myself up on it. I am expressing myself or getting, you know, my creative outlet out by doing this podcast. and just kind of talking. So I don't like, is that something that other people like, do you, when you go outside of your comfort zone or like not even comfort zone, I feel like, I don't feel like, I mean, your day to day is your comfort zone because that's what you're used to and you're comfortable. But when you're outside of your comfort zone, doing something completely out of the blue, not in your normal, something that you don't normally do, I just feel like it sparks creative energy within you, or at least within me. I just want to explore. I want to learn right now. I just being in a new environment, I think, and with being in, quarantine and, lockdown for so long, that's really been squandered. That traveler's energy within me, it's really just been diminished. I haven't been able to travel as much as I want. I mean, in 2019, I went to Oklahoma, Vegas, and Florida, all in 2019. 2019 for me was my year of travel. I went to Oklahoma to see my wife graduate from basic training, and even though Oklahoma was like not a vacation at all, I honestly I didn't I did I have no intention on going back to Oklahoma ever again. But just being out in a different environment, I felt very inspired, and I felt almost at home. But like being, not being at home is almost as homey to me as being home. I am very much a homebody. I love to be home, and I love my home. I just purchased my second home at 25, which is an incredible feat. I know that not many 25-year-olds can say, "Oh yeah, I bought my second house this year." I can. I bought my second house this year. So I'm very much a homebody, but at the same time, I love to travel and I love being in a traveler's mindset. I just feel inspired, and that is the Sagittarius within me. I'm getting just very much in tune with myself, and I'm also trying to learn about others. So, right now I have my two teacher assistants are a Scorpio and my former teacher assistants. I shouldn't call them teacher assistants anymore because I'm not a teacher. I mean, I am, but I'm not a preschool teacher and I'm not their boss. And I think that's been something that I've been really struggling with is getting out of the boss mindset. I'm not their boss. I'm their friend. So my two friends, I'm here with an Aquarius and a Scorpio. Now, I don't know too much about Aquariuses, but I do know that Scorpios are intense. And my one friend, my Scorpio friend, she is intense. Intense in her emotions, she's intense in what she wants. Aquarius, my Aquarius friend, that's a water sign. So that's very, she can be emotional. She's very worrisome. An example I have here is that at the beginning of the year, obviously, everybody was worried about getting COVID. She was like extra worried about getting COVID, and she got COVID. Myself and my other friend, my Scorpio friend, did not get COVID. But I think a lot of that plays into how worried my Aquarius friend was about getting COVID. Very nervous energy. And she got COVID. She's fine now. She was okay. She didn't get, nearly as bad as a lot of people did, and it didn't affect her. Although she still can't smell. I wanted her to smell my drink last night, and she could not smell it. And let me tell you, it was strong. But yeah, just really trying to learn more about people's energy and, their sign. Maybe that's what I'll kind of do with this podcast, is maybe I'll invite people to come on and talk with me, and I'll learn kind of more about their sign. And like, maybe I'll ask them like a get a set like set of questions per per sign and like ask them. I think that maybe that's the way I'll go about this. And or I don't know. I don't really have a structure for this. That's the only thing. When I give myself a structure or a deadline or like a have to do it thing mentality, I don't want to do it. That's why I'm a little nervous for my business that I just started. I'm taking obviously a day or so off from the past 3 days, because the last 3 days I've been really focusing on getting my product line ready, getting it labeled, getting it advertised, building the website, taking the little steps to make the business side of it run. But the last 2 days, and then I launched on June 1st, the beginning of Pride Month, and today is now the 4th, and I'm not selling yet because, for one, I don't have my business employer identification number, and I don't want to do anything incorrectly. I don't want the IRS to come after me, so I'm not selling yet. I'm just really building momentum behind my brand and getting people excited for it. But between yesterday and today, I'm taking a little breather. I'm taking a little break because I have been working hard, and this is my vacation. This is my earned, my earned time to relax and have a good time. And I'm gonna do that. I think that's something I really need. I have worked really hard this year, and not only keeping myself safe, but keeping my students safe, and working hard for so long kind of puts us in like a you're kind of used to it mentality. Like, it doesn't really bother you as much when, or you almost don't feel the effects of burnout when you're in it because you're burnt out and you just kind of get accustomed to it. It's like if an alarm is blaring for so long, you're not going to hear it after a while because you've just come accustomed to it. I feel like that's what I've been doing, or what's been happening to me because of burnout. So, I'm gonna wrap this episode short because there are more people coming around me and I don't want extra feedback. But I'm really excited to have recorded this first episode. If you liked it, if you related to it, if you have any ideas for it, go ahead and share them with me. I appreciate anybody and everybody who listens to this. I hope everybody and anybody has a great day. And yeah, I'll come up with a catchy catch line or a title or something or other eventually. But today I'm just kind of doing the thing. So, yeah, thanks for sharing.